Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, opening up the show as we normally do with our theme song, No One Else by Gregory Stafford. I want to ask you how your Labor Day celebration went. Your Labor Day observation, Labor Day. What is Labor Day about? What is that all about? Well, basically, it's for the purpose of paying tribute to the contributions and achievements of American workers. It has to do with, well, rougher times, much rougher times. Back in the 1800s, when poor people, including children, women and children, poor women, poor men, poor children as young as 5 years of age, were forced to work long hours, often 12-hour days, 7 days a week, just to survive. Just to make enough money to survive. And I do mean that literally, just enough to survive. As time went on, there was a development of labor unions, and the labor unions began to really speak out, to organize and speak out against this type of labor, this type of forced labor, where men, women, and children, again as young as 5 years of age, would often work not only long hours, 7 days a week. Again, can you imagine a five-year-old working 12 hours per day for 7 days a week? Think about how rough that is on us today. Even if we're sitting behind a desk, sitting at a desk all day, 5-6 days a week. Think about how hard it is on us to leave home around 6:30 or 7 in the morning in order to get to work on time, 7 o'clock. Finish up work somewhere around 7:30. Head back home, get back home somewhere around 8, 8:30, depending on where you work, where you live. Leave at 7:30, it might be 9 o'clock when you get back home. Depending on where you live and what kind of traffic you have to deal with. And you get home and really and truly, it is almost time, really, to be getting back to bed. Can you imagine working grueling hours in a mine, in a factory, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and making just enough money to survive year in and year out, year after year after year after year. So the labor unions were formed, and they began to speak out against this treatment of American citizens. And eventually, Labor Day became a celebration. First Monday of September. A lot of people celebrate it. Are we going back now to where we were then? Of course, for some people, the celebration is all about, hey, this marks the end of summer, time to get back to school, etc. And I definitely dig all of that. But I think it's important that we also keep in mind the reason that Labor Day was instituted in the first place. We had some problems with the way business was being done. And we've had 30, 40, 50 years where wages have been kept down and deliberately kept way below the increase in the cost of living. And now people are having to work 2 and 3 jobs just to survive. 2 and 3 jobs, stay in their homes. Remember, I was talking with you a while back, several years ago, about how there was a time when the houses we lived in, that may have had 3 or 4 bedrooms, living room, dining room, den, etc. The houses we lived in, that may have been 1,600, 1,800 square feet, cost what cars now cost. Could have bought a nice size home for $30,000. And many people did buy nice size houses for $20,000, $30,000. And now you're doing good to get a car for that much. And people are having to work, work, work. Again, we got politicians who are working hard to make it more and more difficult to get the college education that so many people use in order to improve their quality of life by getting the degrees, getting the academic training so that they get better jobs and better paying jobs. And we have a lot of politicians who are working very, very hard to cut back on federal funding for student loans, cutting back on Pell Grants, while the cost of those college degrees are going up, 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 higher and higher and higher. A lot of our politicians are working to make student aid less and less available. Will there be a return, possibly, say in another 30 to 50 years to where we were in the 1800s, the 1870s, when men, women, and children were forced to work 12-hour days, 7 days a week? What does that say to those of you who truly believe in honoring the Sabbath day? That people against their will may again be working 7 days a week. Then you think about where we are with regards to where the artificial intelligence developers are working very, very diligently to make more and more hubots, humanoids, to take jobs that many, many humans are currently holding, including jobs in accounting, counseling. Yes, many jobs that help people be in the middle class in this early part of the 21st century. The talk is about developing hubots who can take those jobs. I keep telling y'all, it's very easy, I know, for a lot of folks to say, well, we could care less what's happening to those people. They're poor, they're people of color. And for people of color to say, we don't care what's happening with them. They're poor. They're white. They're poor. It's not us. That's their problem. But like I've asked so many times, what do you do? What do you say when they've already been dealt those heavy blows and then it's your turn? It's our turn to be dealt those heavy blows. That has happened so many times in history. And we see it happening now. Remember now, it wasn't that long ago when America experienced this very, very recent Great Recession that some tried to turn into another Great Depression, where many people who were middle class became homeless all across the country. So I think it's so important for us to remember, know the facts, and care. This is a program where we continually urge you to care. We urge the listening community to care, and care enough to take proper action, to take appropriate action. Appropriate action sometimes means really pouring our hearts out to our Creator about this madness. It also means sometimes contacting our elected officials and letting them know we're opposed to the measures that are being taken that will make life more difficult for millions and millions of people across the country, including across the state in which any number of us live. Labor Day. So I wouldn't say stop celebrating. I would say, though, let's make sure that we are keeping our eyes on the prize. We're remembering, paying attention to what's going on now, asking ourselves, is history being repeated? What do we need to do about it? All right, let me share this with you. We have some guests who will be visiting us this week. As many of you know, the Golden Lady, Laverne Gold, former president and CEO of the United Way of the CSRA, has retired. And I trust that she is truly enjoying her retirement. That lady worked hard. She worked faithfully for years to help build this community through the work that this United Way has been doing. She's retired, and tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we get a chance to hear again from Miss Rena Powell, beautiful lady whom we have heard on the program so many times over the years. She's going to be joining me again, and I'll be speaking with her and with the United Way's new president and CEO, Miss Brittany Burnett. So we get a chance to meet her at the same time tomorrow. So I want you to be sure to join us. Rena Powell, Brittany Burnett, 1 o'clock as we talk about the United Way of the CSRA. Directions. Yes, indeed. Where will they be staying the course? What changes do they foresee? We get to hear all of that tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so be sure to join me. Thursday, I want to ask you this. We get upset about sexual abuse, right? I think most of us do. We get upset about sexual abuse, whether a child is being sexually abused by a stranger, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle. Yes, aunts too, because aunts do also sexually abuse younger children. Incest, rape. That's something that really troubles us. Sexual abuse troubles us. And on the one hand, it is bad that sexual abuse occurs. On the other hand, it is good that we're bothered by it. Now, here's the reason that I bring that up, to ask this question. What do you think should be done regarding the sexual abuse offender? We know that it's important that sexual abuse victims receive some kind of intervention in their lives to help them work through, live through, thrive regardless of, in spite of, the sexual abuse. What about the sexual abuse offender, the one who perpetrated the sexual abuse? What do we do about that person? Now, I know that it can be very, very tempting to say, hey, look, let's just lock that person up and throw away the key. Let's just do something physically damaging to that person. That is certainly one perspective, but what about this perspective? What about the notion that there may have been something going on within that person that maybe drove them to commit the sexual abuse? Now, we're not making excuses. You all know, if you've listened to me long enough, you know I never make excuses for wrongdoing of any kind. But that doesn't negate the fact that there may be a need for understanding. What may have been going on in the life of the sexual abuser individually? What may be going on in the lives, the hearts, the minds, the brains of sexual abusers in general? Do we need to consider treatment? That's the very thing that Wayne Bowers is going to discuss. I'll be speaking with him this Thursday at 1 o'clock. He's going to talk about hope for the sexual abuse offender as he sheds some light on what drives, what pushes the sexual abuse offender to offend, and then walks us into a discussion of treatment that can be offered to the sexual abuse offender. that can be beneficial not only to the offender, but since sometimes we have repeat offenders in sexual abuse, just like we have repeat offenders in theft, burglary, you name it. Repeat offenders in sexual abuse. Treating can be beneficial not only for the offender, but also for society in general. So be sure to join me. I want you to come with your hearts ready to embrace what this expert in that field will share with us this Thursday at 1 o'clock. Wayne Bowers, this Thursday at 1. And I do want to remind you, if for whatever the reason you're not able to catch us live on 1550 AM, WTHB, The Voice, be sure to catch us by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. For this week, you'll be looking for or typing into the search bar the names Rena Powell or Brittany Burnett for Wednesday's discussion with our representatives from the United Way, the CSRA, and then the name Wayne Bowers, capital B-O-W-E-R-S, Wayne Bowers, to hear the conversation on sexual abuse. Appreciate you all for joining me and helping to build our community, whether it's on the local level, state level, national level, international level, helping us build the communities in which we live. I'll be right back, and we're going to get to take a look at the lowdown, the 411 on testosterone. What's up with testosterone? We'll find out.